This is Jenna.
And I'm Heather.
And this is Conspiracies Unlocked. And we just wanted to say, to start off, all of these crazy hurricanes that are occurring all throughout the southern east, well, just east.
Gulf of Mexico,
North East Carolina, Coast. Tampa, all these locations. There's crazy hurricanes. I know that there's one hitting Florida today, I believe, or started late last
Milton.
Night. Yeah, Milton. And it's just insane, the damage that that has already happened and that they are expecting to happen. One of the mayors in Tampa, or Tampa's mayor, or one of the sub mayors, her name's Jane something.
Jane, yeah.
Yeah, she said, this is like not a drill. If you want to survive, you need to leave. And that's mm-hmm. so scary to think, okay, so if I leave, which, you know, they're trying to leave, that you're going to come back to nothing. Because obviously it's not safe in your house, because she's ultimately saying that whatever you leave is going to be destroyed. And that is what they are expecting. And that is so horrible.
It's catastrophic.
Yes. And to have them back to back, I mean, Hurricane Katrina was really bad, and I remember that very, I feel like it just happened, and that happened back in 2005, and 20 years later, we're still dealing with these hurricanes, and it's, like, two of those, I feel like, is just sweeping through, and it is insane, and there are a lot of conspiracies about weather modification and the government using HAARP in order to gain power over the lithium mines in North Carolina, or
mm-hmm.
get what are the other ones?
There's also big deposits of quartz that they use in pretty much everything, computers, cell phones, everything is also there. And
so they're trying to like get a
yeah,
quick
a lot
grab.
Of other natural resources.
So they want to get the theory is that the government wants to get a quick grab on their property to own the lithium mines and to start digging and oiling underneath, or not oiling, but, you know, digging underneath and mining for these precious metals and precious, are they all metals? Lithium? Is lithium a metal?
It's a mineral.
Quartz is a mineral. Yeah,
they're
precious
minerals.
Sorry, I knew I was saying it wrong. I have a machine shop, so I'm always doing metal. I'm always dealing with metals.
But they are. I know that I saw some reports where reporters went to some of the towns in North Carolina, were talking to the people. The people did not want to talk on camera. They were talking kind of like hidden behind, like, covering their faces, because there is a lot of people that are for it, because they say, oh, it's going to bring a lot of money to
before the hurricanes.
It's
yeah.
going to bring a lot of money to the town, a lot of revenue and jobs and different things. They sell it to the community
yeah.
this way. It's going to be good for your community. But then a lot of people are saying, hell no, we do not want it. It's not good for us. And
yeah.
this is horrible. So there was like a push and pull for years.
And now all of a sudden.
It is hurricane season. Seasons on these things.
Yeah, it is hurricane season. But so our episode today is about Operation Popeye, where they did use weather modification in war. I'm not saying that the hurricanes are being magnified by any weather modification, by HAARP, by anything else.
Or direct energy weapons.
We're not saying that for these hurricanes, but there is other instances where they did use
mm-hmm.
weather modification, and they are using weather modification, like the Santa Ana watershed in California that we went over, a few months ago. Heather did an episode on that back in like February. So that's something to look at too, is that they are manipulating the weather all the time, no matter what. Like, even just for good things, not like they're doing this.
Well, they
purpose.
Wanted to increase the precipitation because it is something. We live in Southern California, and this was it was based in Riverside, and I mean they put over 100 of these weather modification all over. But they started in California, and they're ground-based.
And then they shoot up into the clouds, so you don't even need an airplane to drop silver iodide anymore.
And barium. They use barium and silver iodide.
So we're now, we're going to be talking about Operation Popeye, which was one of the first times, actually the first time that they used it in military war, that they used...
For
this type of war, because there's different types of wars that they've used it for before. Psychological warfare, they've used
this application. Yeah. Because there's many different applications.
So Operation Popeye was done from March 20th, 1967, and was stopped on July 5th, 1972. And this was put into play during the Vietnam War. The goal was to create rainfall to jam the communication systems of the Vietnam military. So they wanted to do, like, a sneak attack. So what do? You're going to create a diversion. You're going to make it to where they can't talk to each other. They can't say, like, oh, the Americans are coming. They're on their way. Stop them. Because if there's all this weather issues and rain, and if the roads are washed out, then it's... And we know, like, America knows about it, but Vietnam doesn't, then that gives them the upper hand, obviously. Mm-hmm. However, this was not the first time that the military used weather modification to help the aid in war. The first was used during the Cold War, which the Cold War was not a physical, like, war. It was a psychological warfare. It was, like, it started in 1947 and didn't end until, like, the 90s. And this, when they used weather modification for the psychological warfare, it was called Operation Circus. And it's more that the Cold War was more like propaganda, media bias, more thoughts. Like, they're getting into your head and fucking with you and fucking with other people and fucking with everything. And the Vietnam War was obviously, like, boots on the ground, physical involved. Yeah, so it's like the Iraqi War that we had in the early 2000s, where they're physically there. So how they started Operation Popeye is that there was a memo from the Deputy Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. His name was Kohler, and it was to the Secretary of State, and his name was Rusk, and it was dated January 13th, 1967. So that was on my mother-in-law's 13th birthday. Fun fact.
1967?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So in this now declassified memo, which they just declassified it a few years ago when they did the whole big declassification of all sorts of... Mm-hmm. Remember when that happened? The Freedom of Information Act?
Yeah.
Everything came out a few years ago. So I got all my information just straight off the government website because it's all there now. And in the... Kohler proposes to initiate the operational phase of Project Popeye along infiltration routes in northern Vietnam and southern Laos, with the objective to produce enough rainfall to make the communication between their military interfered. And with this, we were in a fight with Vietnam, not southern Laos. Southern Laos is, like, where we were, like, stationed. But there was an ambassador in Laos, a U.S. ambassador, who knew about this and was well aware of what was going on. And his name, it was Sullivan. And he totally approved it. But there was only a small portion of people who actually knew anything about Operation Popeye or anything about weather modification or their plans to do this. So then Kohler goes on to refer to HAARP and Operation Circus, and that's because they have already improved cloud seeding since they came up with HAARP in the 40s or 30s. When was HAARP? That was your episode. You were all about it.
Oh, when was Project Blue Book?
All that was 30s. Anyways,
when the first project was, or the first, I would have to look back on my notes.
I want to say it was like the 30s. So this was relatively new.
It was more the 40s.
40s. Okay. So this was definitely, like, new.
Well, 47 was when World War II ended around that time. It was around the time of World War II.
So this was 20 years later. Mm-hmm. So they're still improving technology, but they have greatly improved it due to HAARP and Operation Circus. And he mentions all this in his memo, too. It's like, the memo is not like a quick little, like, text, like a little text message, not like a, hey, we're going to start operation. It's like, this memo, like, I feel like nowadays in an office, a memo is just a quick call to arms. From Boss Baby, they say that. A memo is a call to arms.
Call to arms.
Yeah, but it's more like a snippet. This is like a fucking essay.
Yeah.
Like, it's a full on, like, why we should do this, what we've done to prepare for it, we're ready, we just need the okay, we need the stamp of approval, mm-hmm. let's go.
Yeah, they're trying to get the okay, so they're going to try to convince them.
Yeah, so he feels that they are capable of making it rain during a normal dry season. So he continues listing the reasons why they should be able to start this operation in full effect. And apparently there were already 50 cloud seeding experiments during October 1966 in the Laos Panhandle. So where they are stationed, they've been doing this. And what's crazy is, like, obviously the Laos military had no idea. And then even, like, our military, only a small percentage knew what they were even aware of these tests. So they just thought, oh, it's raining again. Oh, it's raining again. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
So, obviously, because it's supposed to be, like, utmost secrecy. And during this test phase, they conducted more than 50 cloud seeding experiments, and 82% of the clouds that were seeded did produce rain. And this was just due to normal rainfall, the enemy, which were the communists, he says, were unable to go through their normal routes or fix the washed-out roads. Washed out roads. So, and that was just due to their normal rainfall. So if America was to make it rain more, then they would have more of not being able to go through the roads and through their normal routes, and there would be a blockage.
Yeah, it would totally fuck with their plan of attack, because they have the way that they're going to go. And then any kind of reason why they can't, especially with rain and mud and water, they're going to have to find another way. It's going to take them longer, or they're going to have to maybe be more exposed to us.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, we'll see them coming.
Mm-hmm.
So they had 9 inches of rain within 4 hours. Do you know how big that is?
That is, because
when it rains a shit ton here and we're like, oh my God, we're flooded, everything is bad, it's only rained like 1/2 inch in 2 days.
You know,
it's not even that much. 9 inches in 4 hours is catastrophic.
No, it is. Like, because when we did the Santa Ana watershed episode with the cloud seeding, we were comparing how much rainfall for the whole year.
Yeah, I was
like in
say.
Our region, and it was like 2 inches.
Yeah, it's something so small.
I mean, it is San Diego, but still,
yeah, it was like
it was like
our rainiest season. I think once we had 13 inches in the whole season.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's not, and that's for all of the,
when it rains,
Southern California regions. Like,
here, when it rains consistently for like 4 or 5 days, and we're like, this is bad, get out the canoes, get to higher ground.
I mean, people do get boogie boards.
they surf down.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Stuff.
But it only rained, like, they'll be like, oh, it's up to 1.75 inches. Like,
it's
what?
Nothing.
Yeah.
So that's
for
a
that
lot.
Much, and the ground can't absorb that kind of rainfall that quickly either. So it's not going into anything.
That's flooding.
So they were predicting that the extra rainfall would slow movement by foot, obviously, and especially operating vehicles would be just impossible to get through this, like, shit storm.
Depends on what they had, though, because if they had, like, big tanks and stuff, I would think they would be able to get through, right?
Unless it's, like, super flooded. I don't know. So.
Yeah.
They felt that these, like, 50 experiments were just a major success and, like, cool, let's do this shit. They do say that the amount of rain that would be produced,
mm-hmm.
or the precise, like, location could not, like, they couldn't do that. They couldn't say, like, oh, we're going to do just 2 inches.
Oh, it wasn't very precise.
It was not precise. Or we're going to do 2 inches over here. None of that. Like, they didn't know where it was going to go. It's kind of like, all they did was extend what was already happening.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's already raining and it's already, the storm is already moving this way, well, it's just going to continue moving that way. And then,
so intensified
whatever.
It a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. prolonged it and intensified it.
Yeah, so their plan was to take monsoon season to, like, the next level while like, using cloud seeding and by producing just more mayhem in general. And they would also trap North Vietnam by blowing up their bridge.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're going to blow this up so you can't get out
and
that way.
And we're going to flood them out.
And then we're going to flood everything out, yeah. And Kohler proceeds to ask for all he needs. He explains why and which personnel he needs and why he needs it. And he says, this is not going to cost us a lot. All I need is 33 extra personnel. Like, at the end of it all, that's all he needs. And he said that he kept being like, it's so cost effective. It's not going to cost us anything. Not a lot of manpower.
And I could see how
not a lot of anything.
He would also say, like, I can see the side of it is like, we're using the weather as a weapon. So our guys and our military is going to be safer because they're not going to have to actually be like one-on-one like combat.
Yeah. And we also don't have to there's less like machinery to be used. There's less items, you know, mm-hmm. just going through. They need a plane to fly through the cloud, and that's like it. And Silver Eye died. You know, mm-hmm. there's not like a huge operation with all these tanks and guns and things. Mm-hmm. So they also wanted to figure out how to get rid of the clouds as well as make them. So like a declouding thing.
Yeah.
So that was also why he asked for extra personnel, because he wanted to be able to get rid of them if it became like too much. So
or
he wanted to start researching that.
What if it started coming towards them?
Yeah.
Like, what if the weather shifted and it started coming towards us, the ones creating it?
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's
going to
kind of backfire.
So they did do I read up more about that, and they did do the research and everything for that. I didn't read too much on it, but they have a way to dissipate clouds. So they can, like, uncloud seed if mm-hmm. they want to. So they could, with these hurricanes, make it far less if they wanted to.
Which is why
which
are
is
they
interesting
not doing
because
that?
Yeah, why wouldn't you at least lessen it? I understand that the earth and you know, you don't want to play God and it's very important not to play with like the earth's natural shit. But why not at least just lessen it a little bit, you know? So that is something to think about with these hurricanes going on. So this is very interesting because Kohler went on to in the memo to say that he wants to use weather modification for military purposes as opposed to economic or welfare purposes. So that means that they were already fucking with the USA citizens by using weather manipulation for economic and welfare purposes. So he's saying
what's happening right now with Milton and Helene.
He's saying that they've already been doing this. So this whole...
And this was in the 60s
yes,
or 70s?
67. Yeah. So during this whole time, these past years and years where everyone's like, the weather modification isn't real, chemtrails aren't real, da-da-da aren't real. Well, he's saying in 1967 that, yes, they were using it for that, and mm-hmm. that he wants to start applying it to war tactics mm-hmm. and use it as a weapon. So I'm gonna quote what he says because... I can't say it better than him, but he goes on to say, like, there are thus legal and perhaps moral or philosophical aspects to the question whether the U.S. should utilize the capability we seem to have deployed to alter weather conditions significantly. We cannot lightly assume responsibility for unilaterally altering climate and possibly landforms and other sovereignties, and particularly for initiating weather warfare with an uncertain extent of injury to civilian populations. The legal advisor, I understand, has undertaken a comprehensive study of the legal implications of weather modification, a project that cannot be completed in time to affect the decision on the pending proposal. Your decision, however, should be made in the light of these uncertainties. So, with respect to North Vietnam, we believe that as an interdiction measure, Popeye operations would be less harmful to the population and area affected than bombing. So, they are addressing the fact that, is this morally right? Is this morally good? Mm-hmm. And he's pretty much saying that, hey, at least we're not bombing innocent civilians. We're just...
But isn't the weather in itself like a bomb?
Yeah, but you can't survive rain. You can't survive a bomb. Like, no matter which way you put it, like, the Tampa... Yeah,
but you have drowning, you have...
Yeah, like, I know, but...
people get trapped.
But, like, it, of course, that can all happen. But if a bomb hits you, there's no way out. You're dead.
You're just...
Like,
yeah.
Like, if a hurricane comes, you have, like, what, like, a 50-50 chance with a bomb? It's a 100% chance you're dead.
You're dead. Okay. Yeah.
So I think that's what he's trying to say, is that... yeah, we're gonna kind of fuck with everything, and the, and he's even talking about the land, and
so were they also trying to minimize civilian casualties?
Yeah, that's what he's saying, that yeah, okay. that they're unsure of the amount of the injury to civilian populations, mm-hmm. but it would be less than a fucking bomb.
True. Okay. Yeah.
Pretty much that's what he's saying. So, what they did say at the very end of the memo was, like, this has to remain completely confidential, because there was a huge flood in September of 1966, the Mekong flood, and he didn't want to, he didn't want the U.S. to be blamed.
Wait, where was that at? In Vietnam?
Yes, and okay. They didn't want to be blamed for this big flooding, but... They were doing all these tests around that time, in October 1966. So it's like...
it's very probable
that it could have been there. Like, that could have been them.
And maybe that wasn't their intention.
But maybe they did. And he didn't want to be blamed for any other weather anomalies either, or anything weird. But it's mm-hmm. like... yeah. Or, wait, what? Like, okay, dude. So, they obviously got the approval, and the U.S. Air Force released silver iodide and lead iodide particles into the existing storms to prolong the storm. Operation Popeye was the first known hostile use of geoengineering, and they were able to keep the storm going for an extra 35 days.
Wow, that's a long time, 35 days.
Yeah, extra, by mm-hmm. by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, did Operation Popeye work? Technically, it did what it was supposed to do. It made rainfall,
mm-hmm.
and it was used from 1967 to 1972, and they used the code name Motor Pool. However, a journalist, Seymour M. Hersh, exposed the operation, and of course, the public lost its shit. And from then on, weather modification was banned from warfare forever.
Or was it?
Yeah. So, and you can find his article in the New York Times, July 3rd, 1972, and it's titled Rainmaking is Used as Weapon by U.S., and that got everybody up in arms, and 2 days later, they couldn't do it anymore, and so they said, okay, it's banned from war, we're not going to do it anymore, that nobody can do it, but, like, okay, we're going to tell, like, Vietnam, you can't use it now that you know that we used it on you, you're not going to use it on us, or, you know, whichever way. They can't say, like, oh, nope, this is a worldwide ban. Like, the fuck?
I mean, they could try, but it doesn't mean they're going to listen.
Don't they say, like, oh, no, like, you can't bomb the Twin Towers, but somebody bombed the Twin Towers. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? These people are stupid.
Well, it's up for debate who did that.
But okay.
That's another episode.
So, the government cannot say if Operation Popeye helped win the Vietnam War, but... the weather modification worked. We won the war. So does correlation equal causation? Not always, but maybe here, maybe that is why we won the Vietnam War. Maybe it would have caused more casualties. Maybe it would have been a bigger deal. Maybe all these other things could have happened. Who knows? But the government can't say if they did or did not win the war due to Operation Popeye. So that is for us to interpret and figure out all by ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely did help if they did prolong it over the 30 days.
Yeah.
I mean, that is huge, because that is going to greatly affect what they're trying to accomplish on the other side.
Yeah.
If they can't get where they need to go, and more people are going to be trapped or whatever.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree that it had to have, if not... did win the war, how to have greatly helped to keep a monsoon going for, you know, 35 extra days is huge. And all the weather modification they did just in testing washed out their roads and didn't make a flood.
Like, okay.
But, yeah, it's very interesting now to see how everything is playing out with the hurricanes and just everything and everything that we know now about cloud seeding and about the hurricanes and about how they can dissipate some of it to an extent. I don't know if they can fully, like, get rid of a full, like, Category 5 hurricane.
But, I doubt they can get rid of it completely,
but they can, no. They can do something to bring it down a bit.
But then the other side of that is if they can do something to do it, you know, to bring it down, it's not like they can fly a plane into a category 5 hurricane. If they're going to use a plane, they would have to use like the Santa Ana watershed, like the ground base. Yeah. But that only works if there's already a ground base there
and it's already ready to go. I see what you're saying.
So that,
but I feel like they could do something.
Unless they can somehow use a direct energy weapon.
But we don't know if those are real or not yet.
No, direct energy weapons are real. We know that.
Do we?
Yes, we already did an episode on that.
Okay.
Well, we know they're real.
I wasn't sure if we found out that they were or that we were still unsure of it.
No, direct energy. We have the
patent and everything for that.
I don't know if we have the patent for direct energy weapons, but we did recently list a bunch of patents for
weather modification.
Weather modification for different applications and BEA systems. Is the one that owns the HARP mm-hmm. now, and they do everything. They do war. I'll post a video.
Okay.
They do every single aspect. They're in computers. They're in military, like the DOD. They're in work with planes and everything. And the video that I have, it's basically like a. I was gonna post it yesterday. It's like their little commercial. And I was just going to post it just because we had been talking a lot about HARP. And it shows the planes with the little energy weapon device. I don't know what they're called. The little, they have, it looks like a little camera. It looks like a camera. It's like a ball.
That's crazy.
It's like a little ball. A little
laser shooter.
It looks like a little ball. It just looks like a ball. Well, I don't know how else to describe it. It's round.
So,
So I'll post that.
So that was Operation Popeye. What do you guys think? Do you think that, I don't know.
I think that,
all these operations are coming out and everything that all the conspiracy people are saying is now coming out to be true. So that's kind of interesting.
It just makes me more concerned about the hurricanes that are currently happening in America, like Milton. Well, it's actually Gulf of Mexico got hit hard, too. Acapulco mm-hmm.
is gone, got you said.
Hit
yeah.
so hard. And I actually posted a picture yesterday on TikTok and on Facebook, and it had basically like a straight line. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just looked like a very straight line. Weather is just going to be in a completely perfect straight line. So that's why people were saying, oh, that is the direct energy weapon, like beaming into it, because it was perfectly pointed to
it. So if they have
direct
energy weapons, then yeah, why wouldn't they be able to get rid of it with that?
Yeah, I don't know if that would be able to dissipate it, though, or intensify it. But somebody on our Facebook posted, like, a response in the comments to that.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the person's name, but thank you for posting the information there on that. And they sent us a video, and the video is of NASA using satellites also.
Oh.
And
why don't we use that to help?
So, that was saying, I think that they were trying to imply, because they didn't write like a little note, they just sent the video. So I watched the video and I thought what they were trying to convey to us is it could be satellites, because it was the perfect, it's like a rectangle shape. They just mm-hmm. go back and forth in one little area.
Yeah.
It's not like where the satellite's going around. It's just one area to concentrate whatever they're trying to send in that area.
Gotcha. That's
like
interesting.
HARP or something.
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
Yeah, no, that would be like HARP, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's crazy.
So
very interesting.
That's on our Facebook. But yeah, I watched it. I was like, oh, well, this is weird. I didn't even think about satellites.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just didn't. I was like, oh, yeah, it could be a satellite,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Like very close to my face.
I know, we have to be really close, otherwise we don't both fit in the camera. We have two cameras going right now. We have one for TikTok, and we have one for Facebook, and we're live on both right now.
Yeah.
So we're kind of, like, looking at, like, what's going on. There's comments. Hi, I just saw those comments.
Yeah.
And I see, oh, hi. Hi, Captain Rich. Captain Rich has a lot of good content and is always sharing stuff with us.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Yes, thank you. Okay, well, let's wrap this up then. And yeah, I think we're all done.
Right? I think we are done. Yes. I love you, ladies.
Thank you for
sending us stuff too. He always sends us interesting things that have to do with like conspiracies and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you have to forward them to me then so I can look into more of them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening, and don't forget to
share, like, and subscribe, and we are going to be posting a lot more stuff about the Seymour Hersh is New York Times article.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So look out for that. And yeah, thank you so much for all the new followers on TikTok. Heather said that there's a whole bunch. As you know, she does the social side of everything. So thank you guys so much. And email us at conspiraciesunlocked@gmail.com. Bye.
Bye. I just don't know how to end the TikTok.